Three, two, and one. Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. We're going to tell you about a new product released, fairly new to the fertilizer market, Fertify. And to find out more, we're going to bring in an old friend. I didn't realize this, but Paul Peterson, he's with Fertaz, and he reminded me of the fact that my son and your daughter played hockey together. Gosh, it's been, what, 20 years, 15 years ago?
It's been a long time. It's been a long time, but those were the old days, and a lot of fun we had on the road playing hockey.
Well, absolutely. It was actually a really, really good team. All right, I digress, but I had to mention it. So Fertaz, tell us about just the company first. You've got Fertaz Nature's Solutions, so tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
So Fertaz is a company. We have rock phosphate mines, natural rock phosphate, P2O5 fertilizer mines. And we mine that, we granulate that, we can crush and supply that to other formulators, different manufacturers that are in the organic regenerative fertilizer space. You know, so we're really a mining company with our business centered around rock phosphate.
You're familiar with this area. Obviously, you've lived up in this neck of the woods, the upper Midwest, but you're currently out of Arizona. So how big of an area does Fertaz service? Do you guys go all over the country?
Yeah, we're all nationwide, as well as Canada. So we've got product being sold up in all the Canadian provinces, as well as, you know, across the U.S. from coast to coast. We've also got a mine that we work with in Mexico as well that we bring product up for our southern states. So we're for the most part North America, a total North American company.
I do want to spend a little time on your new product, Fertify, premium fertilizer, and really maximizing yield sustainability. And I just kind of want you to, if you could, Paul, kind of go through the nuts and bolts and why Fertify is different.
So Fertify really came about, trying to hit the regenerative, sustainable fertilizer space. It's a combination of chicken litter and soft rock phosphate, and we add some sulfur in there for our pH soils here in the upper Midwest. And it's a high organic matter product. It brings a lot of micronutrients to the table as well. We've got some calcium, we've got some silica, obviously the sulfur when we blend that in, and it really brings a very low salt product, and it's just better for your soil than the high salt synthetic fertilizers. And so we sell that product into the organic space, fits that very well. It's a registered organic product, but we're also blending it into the synthetic fertilizer space as well, just trying to help the carbon index score is something a lot of the companies are talking about nowadays, carbon sequestration, things like that. But it's really a soil health product, less salt, organic matter. And if we can help improve the blends of the synthetic fertilizers, that's our goal.
And I guess my first question would be, since this is a fairly new product, I mean, we're talking like 6-8 months, right?
Yep, correct. This has been in development for about a year. We were promoting it actually last year at the Ag Show here when we were up in the world. But we've got production up and going here in August, I suppose, of this year, and manufacturing product and putting it out the door as we speak.
Then let's talk about availability. You can pretty much service all sizes of farms. And who would this fertilizer, this type of fertilizer, benefit the most?
You know, any size farm, big or small. If you're, if you've got 10,000 acres, we can help you out. If you've got 1,000 acres, we can help you out. You know, so it's just a matter of what your mindset is at. I mean, if you're looking to try and improve your soil structure, your soil profile, we're the product to help you out with that.
This is beneficial for corn, soybeans, the whole list?
Yep, it's a great starter fertilizer for corn. There's not that many farmers, honestly, fertilizer soybeans, but they should put something down because soybeans, they require phosphate. And a lot of farmers try and rely on last year's residual effects from their corn crop or whatever they planted. But, you know, oddly enough, the a lot of the phosphate gets tied up in the soil, where Fertify with the rock phosphate doesn't get tied up. It's actually available there as the micronutrients, the bugs and stuff in the soil break these things down. So, I mean, overall, it's a great product for any crop, you know, from alfalfa to corn, soybeans, wheat, you know, even putting it in your lawn and your garden. So
I will take that under consideration because my lawn looks like it could use some fertilizer. All right, Fertify. So where can people get this? If they're hearing this just for the first time, they're interested in this, how do they find out more about the product?
You can jump on our website, fertify.net. And that'll give you just a wealth of knowledge and information. And we're working with local retailers as well. So you can certainly jump on there. It's got my contact information on there as well. So fortified.net, just jump on and check us out and reach out if you have any additional questions.
Obviously, from the sustainability part, Fertify is, I would think, would be a great use for a farmer. But I won't have you break down into like individual costs, but like just, you know, farmers, they want to know about bottom line and dollars too. Is it an affordable fertilizer?
You know, it's very affordable. It, you know, as compared to the synthetic fertilizer, which that market is very volatile. You know, you're looking at products that are probably, you know, $900 to $1,200 bucks a ton. You know, you're going to be probably less than half of that with Fertify. So.
Okay. Other products, anything else we want to mention since we have you here? I don't normally see you, so.
You know, realistically, this is our newest product that we've got out there. Again, we've got our standard rock phosphate that we grind up into a fine powder and granulate that makes that more available. You know, the Fertify product is a product, again, that just fits a lot of different markets and a lot of different farms.
Paul, what's the next show for you? When will we see you next?
I'll be in, let's see here, I'm going to St. Cloud, Minnesota in January. I've got the whole January month is pretty much booked up with shows. So between there and Kansas and South Dakota, so I'll be hanging around.
Sounds good. Website, Fertoz, F-E-R-T-O-Z, and you'll find contact information on there. I'll give you the last word, Paul. Anything that we missed?
Nope, other than it was good catching up.
Absolutely, and we'll have to trade some more hockey stories when we're off the air. Paul Peterson, again, we appreciate his time. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Farm Talk coming up in just a moment.
Nice. I kind of slipped up and put we're at the egg show because you're going to post this later on.
Yeah, but I can.
You can take that out of there. That's easy. Yep.
Takes me 2 seconds.
So. Yep.